All right, good afternoon, everybody. My name is Yassin Sheriff, undergraduate student from Prairie View A&M University. So I will start my presentation with a question: which empirical method performs best in estimating reference evapotranspiration in Northwest Texas? So reference evapotranspiration can be calculated either using the FAO Penman-Martith equation, which has different climate variables, or we can calculate our reference evapotranspiration using empirical equations. Our empirical equations here that we use are six of them, and they are listed here. So how did we do this project? We collected data from West Texas Massanet. As you can see, this is the map of our location study area, and we collected data for only 48 stations. The 48 stations have 10 years period of time from 2006 to 2017. And we evaluated our empirical equations by using statistical indicators. So the two main objectives for this study was, first of all, to evaluate the performance of different empirical equations. Then we calibrated those parameters of our empirical equations to estimate the reference evapotranspiration. So after doing that, here the results show the graphs here. The first and the third row are the pre-calibration. The third and the second and the fourth one are post-calibration. So if we, for example, we take one of the empirical equations, let's take for example Stephens and Stewart. We can see this is pre-calibration, and we can see there is an underestimation of our reference evapotranspiration comparing to the original equation. And after calibration, there is a slightly difference, and the performance after calibration give us a good output. So, but I would like to note here that the monthly Hargreaves and Simani equations gave us a better output or a better performance comparing to the rest of the other equations. So if we move forward to the numbers on the right-hand side, we see the performance using original and the calibrated parameters. The top table is the pre-calibration, whereas the bottom table is after calibration. So if we, for example, we take, as I said, the monthly Hargreaves and Simani gave us better output, we can see that R-squared is relatively better comparing to the other equations, and the root mean squared error is also better comparing to the other equations. So in summary, all our selected methods underestimated ET when original parameters were used. The calibrated parameters improved ET estimation. However, all the methods underestimated ET when the range for the original equation was in the range of 8 to 16 millimeters. And lastly, ET estimated using monthly Hargreaves and Simani equation with original and the calibrated equation were in good agreement with those estimated from the original equations. Lastly, I would like to thank or acknowledge our sponsors, which is NEPA and USDA. And for more details, please stop by my poster. The poster number is 1308. Thank you.
Got about 1 minute of questions.
So our main goal, we're working on a different project since the empirical equations have mainly temperature-based and radiation-based. We're trying to use those stations, West Texas Massanet, for our irrigation tool scheduling. So that's another project. We're trying to implement our empirical methods to use it for the next project.
So with the other stations, are they mixing?
Some of them are mixed. Some of them have only temperature and radiation based. Some of them have all the data. So our goal is to evaluate how good our empirical equations, then we can use it for our irrigation scheduling.
Okay.